Hello.
Yes, hi Connie, it's Ruth calling from Family First Care. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Ruth. I'm your new coordinator.
Okay, I was talking to Erica.
You're right, so Erica actually just transferred to a different department.
Oh.
So I'm taking over her job duties for now.
Okay.
So I'm just reaching out, first of all, to introduce myself, and give you my phone number. And second of all, I wanted to follow up and see how the meet and greet went.
Okay, well, the meet and greet, the second lady that came for the overnight, I would never have her as a caregiver. I don't know where you guys got her from. I know she might have a whole lot of experience, but I listened to her through one of my cameras that I have in my house as she was talking to the other caregivers. And my mother had something called vascular dementia, and she was the girls were, the caregiver that was in there was talking to her, and she made a statement to the girl, the caregiver, saying, "Why do you talk to her? She has dementia. She doesn't know what you're saying." I would never have anybody like that in my house. So I would never recommend her at all. She's very, tried to sell herself basically as far as her age and her experience, but she's not for us. My family would never want her with my mother.
You're right,
She
that
barely
makes
say
sense.
hello to her or nothing. So,
Oh my.
also the other girl that came, I have she was very nice. I don't remember her name because Erica told me it was one name, and then she told me her name was, I think,
Is
Mabel.
that Mabel or Ella?
Ella's the one that was the one I just told you
Oh,
about.
the one for the overnight, right.
Yeah,
Okay.
no,
So you're
not
talking
her.
about Mabel?
Yeah, Mabel's very nice, but I think she goes by a different name too.
Oh,
Mabel,
okay.
I'm not sure. She had, because Erica told me it was some other name, and then she came, and I didn't even know it was her because she, it's really not. I don't know, whatever. Anyway,
Is
she
that
seemed very
Ariana?
nice.
Did she say
Yes,
Ariana?
that's it.
Yeah, so it
Yeah.
seems like she hasn't, she just calls herself Mabel, but her real name is Ariana. So that was the
Oh, okay.
confusion.
That's why I was confused. Okay. Yeah, no, she seemed very, very nice, but she did express it. Her English isn't very good. I mean, I had no trouble really understanding her, and I do have, Hispanics and different cultures here in the house. I have no issue with that as long as they can understand us and we can understand them. And that's very important to have that communication that you can have with somebody. So I'm not saying I'm ruling her out or anything. I mean, I don't know. Did you hear from her? Is she interested still? Or, I mean, I don't know if she was comfortable or not. We talked. She seemed like she was okay. You do these meet and greets. I've been doing this 5.5 years. I've been in and out of different agencies. I've met a lot of caregivers. I'm just looking for honest, reliable people that we could, that know that are going to come here and do their job because we need the care. And mom is total bedbound care. So, she seemed to be okay, but I am still looking for overnight, and I don't know how Mabel feels. I mean,
So
if you guys
actually,
could.
yeah, so I first was gonna follow up with you, see what you say about her, and then after we get over the phone, I'm gonna follow up with her, see if she wants to go ahead with it, too. And then I'll let you know about that one, okay?
Yeah, Lauren,
And then
my
we'll
service
continue.
coordinator said somebody from your office called about switching hours. We don't switch to another agency until I have in place, the caregivers for sure, because I'm not going to just have anybody come in. I know a lot of agencies want to just send people in, but we're looking for people that actually have empathy, have a heart, and that's very hard to find, and I truly do. I know that, but yeah, the overnight you could, no, she could move on somewhere else. I didn't care for her. Nobody actually did that matter. So,
Okay, I get that. Wow. Okay. Sarah did tell me that she has someone, let me see what shift she was saying. For your shift, she found someone, and she wanted to know when would be a good time for you to meet the caregiver.
Oh, what is her name?
Hold on, let me just check so I don't give you the wrong information.
And what shift?
So I'm just checking that. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's for the 9 to 9 shift, the day shift. And her name is Nikita.
Nikita
Sinek.
Okay, and does she speak and understand English?
I believe so. I'll tell you honestly, I haven't spoken to her. It was Sarah that dealt with her, but I believe she does.
Yeah, I mean, we need that in the house.
Yeah.
Because of the level of care that we have, that's very important, especially for my mom.
Right, that makes sense.
To understand. So that's been the issue with the company that I've been with. It seems like they can't find anybody but only Spanish speaking. And I don't mind bilingual. Like I said, I have like three of the girls now are bilingual. And one of them has been here for 2 years and they're wonderful. It's just when you can't communicate, that could be a safety issue as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not understanding what we need or you know, anything like that. That's a hazard. So that's why I'm a little picky when it comes to that language barrier business.
Right.
Because I've had it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, Makita can come over as early as today if she would like. I have
today?
No issue with that.
What time today? Any time today?
I don't believe I have any other appointments. Any time today. I'm trying to figure out when the nurse is coming. I think she said she was. But actually, she didn't text me. Oh, wait a minute. I do have somebody. I have physical therapy. No, wait a second.
Mm-hmm.
I just came out of the hospital, and I forgot what the physical therapist told me now. Oh, shoot. She called me last night, and I can't remember what she told me. I think she said 2:00. But if she could come, is it say 2?
2 to 3.
Today.
Physical therapy, 2 to 3.
2 to 3 today, physical therapy I have. So it would have to be any time after 3.
After 3, okay. Do you want me to give her your phone number so that way she can call you when she's on the way there?
Yeah, that's definitely fine. Yep, and then I can give her directions on how to, how to park. Because they come right in the front of the house, they can't really park out front. Because it's a main road, so I have to tell them to turn down Liberty Lane and how to get in the back. But that would be fine.
Okay, not a problem. So I'll tell her to give you a call so you can give the instructions and that you know to expect her.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Okay, my pleasure. We'll be in touch.
Okay, thanks. And what was your name again?
Ruth.
Ruth. Okay, thank you,
yes.
Ruth.
My pleasure. Do you want to get my number down, or do you have it on the caller ID?
You know what? Is it the 267-551-7426?
Yes.
Yep. I'll just put you in the phone here.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.